With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Free speech is taking center stage today at the U.S. Supreme Court. A couple of Republican-led states are challenging the Biden administration over how far the federal government can go to fight controversial social media posts. The states argue the feds leaned on social media platforms to unconstitutionally squelch conservative viewpoints. Former President Trump says China's construction of massive auto plants in Mexico, with plans to export vehicles to the U.S., would have dire consequences for the American auto industry. But he says he has a plan for averting economic catastrophe.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Mr. Trump at a rally in Ohio for Republican U.S. Senate primary candidate Bernie Moreno. It's a three-way primary. And Secretary of State Frank LaRose and State Senator Matt Dolan also in the race. Also at SRNNews.com, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wants to go after prosecutors who don't do their job.
The rule that targets DAs who do not prosecute criminals appropriately could affect the Bexar County District Attorney's Office. The proposal would allow the Attorney General to remove the DAs of large Texas counties who don't provide additional reporting on certain cases so as to provide transparency. The San Antonio Police Officers Association has often complained about Bexar County DA Joe Gonzalez's lax handling of violent crime cases. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Russia's election commission says President Vladimir Putin has won a fifth six-year term in office, capturing an overwhelming share of the vote. The Dow's up 152 points, and this is SRN News. The National Right to Life Committee condemns Vice President Harris's abortion clinic visit.
The head of the NRLC says the vice president's tour of an abortion clinic in Minnesota last week is another extreme example of this administration's obsession with unlimited abortion. Carol Tobias said abortion rights is a cornerstone issue for the Biden White House and that no other presidential administration has been as focused on promoting abortion as this one. The White House said Harris's visit marked the first time a sitting president or vice president toured an abortion clinic. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Former Disney Channel actress Olivia Rodrigo is promoting abortion access on her concert tour. According to National Review, the 21-year-old singer distributed free abortion pills at a concert in St. Louis last week. Rodrigo is also donating a portion of proceeds from ticket sales to support her new initiative that promotes so-called reproductive health freedom. This is SRN News. President Biden's State of the Union speech landed with a thud, at least as far as the president's job approval numbers go.
Mr. Biden remains at or below only 40% approval, according to last Friday's weekly averages from both RealClearPolitics.com and 538.com. Drilling down, a Reuters online poll a month ago indicated that perceptions about Mr. Biden are almost completely along party lines, with nearly 90% of Democrats in favor of the president and nearly 90% of Republicans opposed, with independents trending away from the president. According to that Reuters poll, 44% of Democrats rate political extremism as their top concern, compared with 38% of Republicans who cite immigration as their primary issue. George Williams reporting.
Idaho lawmakers to vote this week on a bill that would ban the use of any public funds for what is termed gender-affirming care. More details at SRNNews.com.